I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Churches in southern India canceled Christmas due to rising persecution. Emboldened by talk of a new anti-conversion law, Hindu radicals in Karnataka state attack or threaten believers on a regular basis. John Padidi of Bibles for the World says lawmakers are considering a bill to stop what they call forced conversions. If the bill passes, Karnataka would become the fifth state in 12 months to either pass a new anti-conversion law or strengthen an existing one.
This is, yes, a real cause for concern. We have heard reports that the ruling party, the BJP, is looking to enact an anti-conversion law across all of India.
Historically, persecution rises dramatically whenever a state passes anti-conversion laws, asks God to strengthen and encourage believers in Karnataka state.
These are primarily directed against the growth of the body of Christ because not a lot of people are converting from Muslim to Hindu, but with the work of the Christians and work of the Holy Spirit, we see so many Hindus and Muslims coming to Christ.
And Mission Christ sends containers full of used Bibles and Christian books to partners all over the world. In fact, their upcoming shipment to Peru will mark their 179th country. Jason Wolford says,
Peru is one of the last that we have not reached. And it's also exciting for us because as the listeners that are listening that have heard of the ministry before, one of our new endeavors is creating the Mission Cry Bible in Spanish, the NIV Bible with the G300 discipleship training program that we wrote in the back of it.
The container will arrive in Peru in early 2022. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.